This is a Clark University podcast.
The creator of the universe is a woman, and she is a sculptor. Making these works is the closest thing to childbirth that I'm ever going to really get.
Sculpture professor James Morrell surrounds himself with projects. At one workstation, he keeps wood and tools, while nearby, an experiment with glue is developing. Sculpture was not James's first creative love. He grew up learning the family trades, and then found himself behind a camera.
My father taught me drafting and plumbing, and just the trades and building, and that was my thing. But I also played sports. My dad put a camera in my hands for the first time when I was as a kid, right? And growing up in Los Angeles, being a Gen Xer, there's so many things that I saw, and so many things that I survived. I majored in religious studies and philosophy before I found film, and before film turned into music and engineering, and before the editing, and then it was sculpture.
Strolling along Worcester sidewalks, James is always looking down, scanning for items that spark imagination and excitement.
I look at materials on the street and it's like, I have this notion in my head. It's like, I can rebuild you. I can give you life, you know? It's like, it renders down to, you know, my own dealings with death. I've seen death in many different ways, and the horror of it, or the beauty of it, or parents and aunts. It's at that moment, how does one prepare for that, right? What do you do before that? What do you make of this life, right? I've had the fortune, the gift or blessings, whatever you want to call it, to express it through objects. These works and things that I'm making, it's me fighting the reality that I'm going to die. Death is imminent. It's going to happen. And I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm Melissa Hansen, a producer in Clark's communications office, and this is Challenge Change. James is constantly tinkering and making. A vital part of his process is getting to know his materials.
I surround myself with materials and objects and work on them all at the same time, so I'm like in this circle. Or maybe the eye of the storm of a hurricane. I don't know. But that's how I've developed. I collect and it's there and I listen until the material tells me this is where I want to be. If the pieces change on me and I didn't listen to what I was developing, listen to the work, it didn't fully come to form and shape, like to be like stamped in stone. I tell my students, hey, when you're making, you are creating multiplicity of self-portraits.
On a chilly February morning, workbenches in the sculpture studio were full. Students worked on assembling self-portraits with intense focus. The sounds of students ripping the thick paper and making fine edits with box cutters spread across the studio as music blared from an industrial boombox.
What is the feeling?
I don't know. This is kind of like a house. Kind of like a cage. But like, that's dramatic. But there's a lot of sharp edges and a lot of aspects to it that I didn't decide. They were just sort of already like that in terms of the materials just already looked like this. And I just kind of constructed them in a way that's like architectural.
It's easier to disconnect from nature, I think. But I think in artworks, it's really easy to like see how nature, you know, sort of influences people's works and how they manipulate the different materials and stuff. So, yeah.
It's a leap of faith, right? It's like you put projects and materials together. And in the beginning, so it seems like there's a trajectory, right? And your work is going to change and you are going to change as a person, right? But just to be a part of that process, you know, like in real time.
Letting the creativity flow comes with copious note-taking and documentation. James creates a Rolodex of ideas he can flip through.
I tell my students to document, get in the habit of documenting, because when you document work, or as you're working a process, you're not just documenting the process of you making a scribe or a chisel mark or a drop of sweat or whatever. It's also taking a picture of your idea or ideas at that moment. So it's kind of like breadcrumbs leading you back to a certain place. When a universe like winks at you, if you're lucky, you've journaled or paid attention or taken photography to find your way back.
James instills a sense of value in the uncertain in his students. Each day offers a new artistic opportunity, the chance to birth a new great idea.
It's a birthday. It's a different energy, right? And to be mindful of all of those things that are happening at the same time and not to try to impose your will upon it and try to control it, but just like ride it. To be a part of the true expression and to engage each and every person and to celebrate their process.
James Morrell is Clark's first full-time sculpture professor. James was featured in the latest edition of Clark Magazine. Check out the link in the show notes to read the story. To learn more about sculpture at Clark, visit clarku.edu/clarkarts. Challenge Change is produced by Andrew Hart and Melissa Hansen for Clark University. Find other episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.
One, two, three. Clark!